I don't know. I guess you need something to keep the world going, I guess.
That's right. That's right. The economy going, the people moving, and you keep something up. The money makes it energizes and pushes the people because money talks. Money talks. Money is all evil. It takes money to live. It takes money to survive. It takes money to eat. It takes money to clean. It takes money to do anything.
Well, after all the black man has been through, I think that cash should rule everything around him. So, Uncle Mike, I'm going to say goodbye to you. I'm going to talk to you later. I love you. Thanks for your honesty and your input and being real, the man you are.
Absolutely.
And I'll talk to you later, okay? I got Wu-Tang Clan cream. Anything you want to say about black unemployment before I go?
Well, no, I just want to say that the black man is on the rise.
Do you think we're done now that Barack Obama has been president?
No, I think that we should never let a president. I think we should never let a president or anything stop us from providing ourselves with our dreams and what we want to do in life. So,
no. What about Michael Jordan? Do you think he'll make a good president?
We'll see.
Okay, because Oprah would make a good president. I think Lauryn Hill would make a good president. And I also think Michael Jordan would make a good president. So we're going to do Wu-Tang Clan cream. And I'm out. Uncle Michael, I love you. Everybody, I didn't cry tonight. I had a good show. See you next week, 91.5 FM.
The New York Times side. Staying alive was no job. At second hands, moms bounced on old men. So then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the gold tooth. Low goose, only way I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one. Pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking wools at 16. And running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes. Making my way on fire skates. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up right boys on warboard. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick tight click and went all out. Catching keys from cross seas. Rolling in MPVs every week. We made 40 G's. Yo, brothers, respect mine. I ain't gonna take now. Bow, move from the gate now.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
It's been 22 long, hard years. I'm still struggling. Survival got me bugging. But I'm alive on arrival. I peep at the shape of the streets to stay awake to the ways of the world. Deep. A man with a dream with plans to make cream. Let's fail. I went to jail at the age of 15. A young buck selling drugs and such. Who never had much. Trying to get a clutch on what I could not touch. The court played me short and I face incarceration. Pacing. No one upstate's my destination. Handcuffed in back of a bus. 40 of us. Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough. But as the world turned, I learned life is hell. Living in the world no different from a cell. Every day I skate from takes, giving chase. Selling bass, smoking bones in the staircase. Though I don't know why I chose to smoke cess. I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed. But I'm still depressed. And I ask, what's it worth? Ready to give up, so I seek the old earth. Who explain working hard may help you maintain. To learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. You got stick-up kids, corrupt cops, and crack rocks and stray shots. All in a block that stays hot. Leave it up to me while I be living proof. To kick the truth to the young black youth. When shorties running wild, smoking cess, drinking beer. And ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglected for now, but yo, it got to be accepted. That what? The life is hectic.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash.
Thank you. Hey girl, you're the only one, supposed to be my number one. Now you're going, I feel so numb. Tell me, how did we go? First friends, then we became best friends. Used to be my girlfriend, now you're my worst friend. Yeah, I gotta do a little soul searching. Without you, I'm a whole different person. I don't even act like how I used to. I don't even feel love like I used to. I guess it's your love that I'm used to. Damn, I feel bad I had to lose you. I got so many things I wanna see. I guess this means that I'm missing you. Sorry for the things that I did to you. I'm so lost without you.
We're back with Soma Season 4. My name's Jay Kim. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I have a special guest today.
Hello, I'm Romy. I'm Buddha-rum. Why is it called Soma?
So, long history. Not actually that long, but my favorite book is Brave New World.
Okay.
And... wow, I've never explained.
And this was not planned.
No.
I'm just curious.
You're just really just plugging me.
Yeah.
I've never explained why it's called Soma.
Why?
I don't know. Nobody's ever asked. You're the first one. What? It's been 4 seasons. Nobody's ever asked on air, you know?
That's fair.
But basically, it comes from my favorite book, Brave New World. Soma is like this, like, pill that they all take in the society to, like, make them really happy. And if you think about it... pretty similar.
Okay.
If you think about it, it's like kind of like music, you know. If you want to draw that comparison,
I feel that
makes Soma. You feel some type of way, if you know what I'm
okay,
saying.
Okay. But yeah. Is another guest here? I don't know. You got some?
Oh yeah, another guest is here.
Should I go? Okay. BRB.
Romy's already.
I guess
already leaving.
Text,
but amazing. But yeah, we're back. Thank you for tuning in. Hope y'all are having a happy Monday. And that last song was the Black Eyed Peas, Alive, a freaking bop. And before that was 73 Degrees by Masego. And yeah, just keep on listening.
I know you want to cry. I don't wanna walk away, wait to be faster. Walking straight without chest up. Last night, make a way that time.
stop. Stay cool, stay cool. I know you used to wear those moccasins. It's up in your pockets, got a pocket length. Just like you feeling, fly in the ostrich. No ceiling for those macaroons. Not even if they're coconut, get local as they become. Go ahead, start the movie like we supposed to. Your man watch me eating up some tofu. Been a couple minutes since I seen you around the Whole Foods, girl. Cause I don't shop at Whole Foods, but I could take your whole loot. Mobile from Florida and sold to. If only then I could console you, no stick up. Considerably right back in that piano, send a pickup. Caught you acting anything but fickle. And now you know I know you want to fly. I don't wanna walk away, wait till we pass up. Walking straight with our chest up. I know we'll be just fine. We was ready for your feelings flapped away. I'm hoping we can catch up. I know you want to fly. I don't wanna walk away, wait till we pass up. Walking straight with our chest up. Straight with our chest up, I know we'll be just
smiles of a teeth underneath my pillow. A nigga had a nappy head like a Brillo pad. Sister said I need to do something about them B2B naps. Snacking on 80 caps and a pickle and a quarter water. Walked in the barbershop, asked me what I wanted. I told that man I wanted to look like Superman, but when he had the long hair, you know, kind of like Michael Jackson, the damn barber just started laughing. I cried as he gave me that ball fade. Afro puffs at the flow, symbolic of shedding my innocence. I guess I thought they were magicians or alchemists or mathematicians. But
Dodgeway and calculus algorithms designed to cure me of my nappiness. Like a perm burn off my happiness. I sat silently acquiescent. Pitfalls of adolescence, spitballs and scrabble sessions and tattletales. Playing around in the hallway like one of Santa's elves. You wanna go to jail?
Hell no, Mrs. Security.
Got sent to the principal for my potty mouth. Talking about some give me your number so we can call the house. But give me that shot so the ink stain in my record now. You pull a comb to my afro, that shit'll crackle like a bowl full of Rice Krispies rolling my innocence in a cigarillo light.
How come I can't do what fuck I won't do? How come, trying to get this straight, no damn how come do? How come, we've been through the night dreams, been on home since my cradle hit the floor, tender, head my dinner, scrum. How come, I can't say what fuck I won't say? How come, tender braids, but I can't make my eyes rain? How come, yank straight from my neck, dead on my phone. When my cradle hit the floor, tender, head my jeans on swoop.
Yeah, I don't wanna sing this Star Spangled Banner. This is produced by David Banner. Elbows on the lunch table, eating on a gravy sandwich. Little nigga, no table manners. Crazy it attracted shouties on the back of the bus. Getting neck, had a knack for noggin. Little nigga at nighttime, googling booty beauty. Illusions polluted and deep rooted in my mind. My block was a Rubik's. Anyway, you turn the shit was hot around the clock, and they cannot ice cube it. Damn, mama don't like this school shit. Fuck an algorithm, I log into the music. Damn, that don't like this school shit. I beat the dish until my knuckles bleed. All my teachers think I'm challenged mentally, but my mental's grown to who I wanna be. Instantly began a surgery. By the pen while I made wins with the words hallelujah, y'all bitch, y'all. All my blessings came when I accept that I'm not y'all. I've been put it on the line like laundry. They told me find something more concrete. Now will a nigga break me concrete? Praise to God, I ain't no comfy. They'll never take away my comfort.
How come I can't do what fuck I won't do? How come, trying to get this straight, no doubt. How come, do? How come, we've been through the night dreams, been on home since my cradle hit the floor, tender, head my dinner, scrum. How come, I can't say what fuck I won't say? How come, tender braids, but I can't make my eyes ring? How come, yank straight from my neck, dead on my home when my cradle hit the floor, tender.
See this girl, take a flight back just to keep my job. Used to fly standby late to the airport with a buddy pass, stuck in the traffic. Whole lot of hours, real long distance. But I've grown since then, learned to be on my own since then. Marble flow in my brand new crib. It's the life that I wanted still. Got a hole in it, burn my chest. Ashen chip is still in my shoulder. Ain't a day that I still been sober.
Made three albums, still talking about the same shit. The one gay, the one selling drugs, the one that's trying to act like Lil Wayne. What the fuck is this shit, man? Y'all better turn this shit off when y'all get in the whip. When y'all enter my whip, y'all better not play this shit, cause it's gonna go right the fuck off. Always asking like, where y'all get it from? Rehab popping like when Amy had to single out the beans, how I quit before I fell down. I used to pick a mirror, talk about what's got us fucked up. We vent to the sun up, ayy. Hopefully get our funds up, ayy. And if I didn't know y'all, maybe I would have a desk drop. Kick until I off myself.
Yeah, I'm too gone.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. So first and foremost, I'd like to welcome a new special guest. Beautiful Benjamin. Would you like... Oh, I just introduced you.
That's okay. I have a bunch of names. You can call me whatever.
They call you Benjamin?
I think that's mostly... I don't know. I call you Benjamin sometimes.
Yeah. Wait, what's your DJ name again?
It's... I don't have one. It's just J. Kim.
DJ Kim? Why isn't it DJ Kim? Why doesn't that work?
Well, I don't know. As for an introduction for me, you may recognize this voice from your very favorite early morning rise and grind 3 to 4 a.m. Sunday radio special on this very radio station, Egg Talk. And I'm Quarter Pounder, QTR, PNDR.
What's up? Nice.
My intro was trash compared to those two.
Hey, we're seasoned veteran. Actually, my intro is always pretty terrible, but you know, Quarter Pounder is a seasoned veteran at this point.
I have a lot of tropes that I lean heavily on.
Okay.
I've asked Quarter Pounder this before, but Romy.
All right.
Question.
Go for it.
Have you got any irrational fears?
Interesting. Oh my gosh. I have a really weird fear for, not opaque, kind of like foggy plastic.
Interesting.
It's really weird. So Otter Pops and Sunny D's are my two examples.
Whoa.
Sunny D, I don't really like drinking out when there's like a lid or like cap that's plastic for many reasons. Like the water bottle that actually has like... The where you pull out the plastic top.
Yeah, yeah.
There's always bite marks on it. Ooh. And I don't like that.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And kind of residue just gets left on plastic
a
lot.
What if they're yours?
I don't... Maybe because I didn't like when people bit straws, but then when I started biting straws, I got it. You know, like I kind of understood.
Right.
But like, I always waterfall when people give me their water bottles. I don't know why.
It's just common courtesy, you know?
You know, honestly, I'm being like, they're like, oh, thanks. I'm like, you're welcome. It's actually because I have a really irrational fear of foggy plastic. Because, yeah, and I like drinking out of glass cups.
Mm.
That is my one high maintenance thing that I'll be high maintenance about. Cool.
That was a great answer.
Okay.
I love asking that question.
That is a good one. That's a good one.
Of, like, weird things.
And it tells you a little bit about
them.
Don't analyze that one too much.
But yeah, do you want to give a little brief little
I need to know your two.
My irrational fears? I don't really like playing board games. It kind of stresses me out.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe
the competition. Okay. But like, I think it's... Like, sometimes I just get myself in a state, like, they're very emotional for me. It's not like I'm, like, you know, like a flip the table kind of character. It's just, like, it's a lot of commitment. It's, like, the same, like, characteristics about that balk me as the characteristics of, like, getting into watching movies or, like, committing to watch a movie. It's like,
are you more of a show person or a movie person,
then? I mean, if I had to, like... make a distinction, probably shows.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I see what you're saying, though. It's like, you're really just like, you have to just be in it after you commit to it.
I think I'm just impatient.
Yeah, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Well, my irrational fear is dolls.
Oh, that's fair. Which type of dolls?
That's like a rational.
That's rational. Yeah, that's
but
justified.
I think at this point, like, it's really like a phobia. Like, I'm not just like scared of them. Like, well, I am, but when I see them, I just physically just... Oh my God, they scare me.
Yeah. Because they're really like uncanny sometimes.
Yeah. Specifically dolls with like big eyes.
Yeah. Did you ever watch
like
Chucky?
Any sort of... Dude, I really like horror movies, but I will just never watch Chucky because I think that would just really set me over the edge.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. But like, it's kind of more on the like creepy just because it's like this like angry man. It's kind of reminds me of Family Guy with that, like, what's
Stewie?
His name? Stewie. Kind of like, it's just this like old man and like this baby. And it's just kind of like, I'm not, I don't know. It brings a fear for me.
Yeah. But yeah, dolls really, really, really scare me.
That's fair.
I just thought of something. Just, we were talking about irrational fears and I felt like I just have to pipe this one off because... This was just a big feature at the end of my class. You all know about irrational numbers, you know? You've heard of, like, here and there. Turns out I raised to the power of I is a real number.
Really?
Yeah. And it's not just one, it's a set of them.
Whoa.
So.
That's huge.
There's something to chew on.
Mm-hmm. I think that, you know.
I guess I'm going to throw this one out here.
It's such a fun math. I'm always trying to have as many on deck as possible.
Yeah. No, that's good. It's good. All right. Well, on that note, let's get back. Let's get to a public service announcement.
Oh, okay. Word. Okay. Okay. Can you hear me? And I can still see this. All right. PSA by Romy. That's my intro. Under new federal law, tobacco manufacturers can no longer make cigarettes labeled or advertised as light, low, or mild. Many smokers mistakenly believe that these products cause fewer health problems than other cigarettes. Interesting. Put out the myth. Okay. No matter what they look, smell, or taste like, all cigarettes... Okay, thank you. This is actually the sentence I was thinking of. Because I was like, what? Okay. No matter what they look like, smell, or taste like, all cigarettes... Wow, I'm reading this horribly. Cigarettes are harmful to your health. There is no such thing as a safe cigarette. Please quit today. For help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit www.smokefree.gov.
Amazing.
Stand by it.
Wow.
When I was in Europe, I think I smoked 2 cigarettes, which I'm so proud about.
Wow, that's like pretty impressive. Yeah.
You know? I think it's because I was just surrounded by it all. I also found out about how they do them, like when you go in, and maybe this is Europe, I don't know how it looks here, but like a tobacco shop, and it's all cigarette boxes, and each of them just have a different like disease on them, and a different
like,
horrible images
on all of them. Yeah,
and they're all, I was like, oh my gosh. And then I was around people at a bar once, and everyone had a pack, and I was like, can I see all your packs? And everyone had a different one, which was really funny. I was like, tag yourself. Anyway, it was just absurd. I was like, oh my gosh. So please quit.
Yeah, actually in the US they don't do as
I don't think they do that graphic.
In Singapore and Korea, every single pack of cigarettes has like a
neck.
Terrible image on
yeah.
it.
Which I thought was interesting.
It is really interesting.
When you go abroad.
Well, now you know more about the Tobe industry. As told from our very own Romy. Our very own Romesicle.
All right, we've talked for a long time.
Yeah, let's get back to it.
I need your hot hands on me. Met you out the house looking that fine. Must be out they mind. Seen the shit around the corner, I still hopped in line. Made it to the front, it's about damn time. There ain't no way, it ain't no papers in the way. House on the hill, ain't no neighbors in the way. Pick you up from the crib if you stay around the way. Girl, who am I kidding? Pick your ass up if you stayed in Great Britain. I'm smitten, two shots in and I'm lifted. If Tupac lived, he'd get it. Cause I'd rather be a nigga than your boyfriend. Maybe you could put away the toys then. Call me when them legs need oiling. Bell Biv DeVoe, you poison. If I didn't know no better, I would say you came alone. If I didn't know no better, I would say, girl, let's go home. But I just know you got somebody that's gonna love you like I do. And I just know you got somebody that's gonna fuck you like I would. If I didn't know. If I didn't know. Far I came, far we go. How much you change, how much I grow. Like see who play, don't let me go. Then we will be in Vegas every weekend. We will wake the neighbors when they sleep in. You will have some mileage in the Hamptons. Have you rethinking all the thoughts you be thinking? Cause I ain't naive by any means. I don't do memes, comments or sublims. I just split them legs like some pub then. Have you overdosing like a drug dealer? When we sexing on the floor, I'm the rug killer. Ooh, just how you like, long as you ride it just like a bike. We change the sheets like two times a night, but you're far too fine, that's why I didn't know no better. I would say you came alone. If I didn't know no better, I would say, girl, let's go home. But I just know you got somebody that's gonna love you like I do. And I just know you got somebody that's gonna fuck you like I would. If I didn't know. If I didn't know. If I didn't know.
I wanna be the one who loves you. You are my destiny. You are my ecstasy. You are the one for me, the one I need, I hope you see. I wanna be the one, I wanna be the one who loves you all the time. I wanna be the one, I wanna be the one who loves you day and night. I wanna be the one who holds you when you're lonely. I wanna be the one to be your one and only. I wanna be the one, I wanna be the one who loves you.
Harder and harder while flipping niggas for times. Ain't she better than my exes? Pistol flapping, gun toting, love making heaven. Still be acting up and hope that I make it to heaven. Seven matches, seven, and my mom became a reverend. And my mama house a sanctuary. I got new goals, got new wishes. Be a better father, start calling my women bitches. Red, gold, green, gold, gang, do it right. And we never do it wrong, praying that we see a better day.
No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather. And she flies are better. You know me. In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine, Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you, I'll always share.
Comedy of man starts like this. Our brains are way too big for our motherships. And so nature, she devised this alternative. We emerge half formed and hope whoever greets us on the other end is kind enough to fill us in. And babies, that's pretty much how it's been ever since. Now the miracle of birth leaves a few issues to address. Like say that half of us are periodically